Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. See from his head, his hands, his feet. Hebrews 12:2a. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. When you look at our Savior crucified on the cross, what do you see? Many look at the cross, but fail to truly see the founder and perfecter of our faith. Jesus, thank you for seeing the joy on the other side of self-denial. Help me to do the same. Sorrow and love flow mingled down. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave. That's what love is, giving. The fact that he gave his only Son is mind-boggling. The sorrow both the Father and Son must have felt is unfathomable, but so is the love demonstrated. Thank you, Father, for allowing your love to mingle with sorrow for our good. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. It was the love of Christ that led him through the sorrow of giving himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Jesus joined the Father's sorrow with his own. Thank you, Jesus, for modeling other-centered love in the most profound way possible, the Anointed One becoming sin for us. O'er thorns compose so rich a crown. John 19:5. So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." I love rhetorical questions. Is there a more powerful linguistic tool? I think not. To be clear, no thorns ever composed a crown so rich as this one. For it became the one the God-man wore as he willingly laid down his life. Hallelujah! Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind. Or listen to what he's saying to you. And then I'll read our text once more. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.